Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State and city officials in Massachusetts are reasserting their commitments to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. This after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement on climate change last week. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Governor Charlie Baker is among nine governors who have joined forces under the so-called U.S. Climate Alliance.
Well, the main agreement that we committed to was to continue to uphold the goals and the expectations of the Paris Agreement, which under our Massachusetts programs we will be able to do. In fact, we'll exceed them.
Under the Paris Agreement, the U.S. was committed to curbing greenhouse gases to more than 25% lower than their 2005 levels. Trump backed out of the deal on Thursday, claiming it disadvantaged the United States to the benefit of other countries. Governor Baker says here in Massachusetts, the move to renewable energy will continue, and players in the sector are moving full speed ahead.
I mean, our goal is to continue to move to a competitively priced and a much smaller carbon footprint solution for our energy problems here.
Massachusetts already has laws on the books designed to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The Global Warming Solutions Act of 2008 requires an 80% reduction by 2050. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is one of more than 180 mayors nationwide who have banded together to meet the goals set out in the Paris Agreement. And now they're stepping up their efforts.
We're signing all mayors from around America. I have a U.S. Conference of Mayors conference in a couple weeks, so this will be a top agenda item for a lot of us down there to see how we can collectively work as mayors even closer together.
The so-called climate mayors include at least 11 in Massachusetts, from Springfield and Holyoke to Somerville and New Bedford. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.